Three Tampa police woke up protesters Becky Rubright, Tim Summers, Nick Windholtz, and Derek English inside Kylie Garden and said they could not sleep or lie down in the park. Tim Summers said he would not sleep any longer, but that he would not get up.
Well, I mean, I'm laying here. I might get tired if my eyes shut. It's kind of crazy. It's a park, you know, like, big deal if I take a little bit of a nap, but I guess we'll just see how I feel here in about 5 minutes.
Becky Rubright was hesitant to declare it a victory since there were only four protesters occupying Kylie Garden.
We don't have tents. We don't have, you know, full occupation, but as far as we didn't get kicked out either. That's good. So I think it's a win. I'll take it.
Last night was the 30th night that protesters have continuously occupied a sidewalk just north of Kylie Garden along Curtis Hickson Park. This is also the second time Occupy Tampa members have taken a public park overnight. 2.5 weeks earlier, more than a dozen people slept over inside Curtis Hickson Park for a night. Rubright said that today could mark a precedent for permission to occupy a park.
The interesting thing will be, since we were now allowed to sleep in the park, I mean, the cops didn't get called or come out last night while we were here. They just came and woke us up in the morning knowing that we were here. Then, as far as I'm concerned, the precedent has been set that it's okay to sleep here at night. I mean, that seems to be what we've just learned.
After last night's General Assembly, a few people raised concerns about Occupy Tampa's strategy to continue risking arrest. They accused protesters of straying from their message of promoting more economic equality. But Tim Summers says their first priority is to assert the right to freely speak and assemble.
We deserve to have this space where we can express our freedom of speech. We're not taking a park that other people can't come into during the day and use. It's just that we have to be aware that the RNC is coming up, and we do have to have a place where we can express our own freedom of speech. You know, we have to have this place established, and the city has done nothing to do it in support of Occupy. They've said they support what we're doing and what we're standing for, but they have done nothing to show it at all. I mean, we've been constantly harassed. They've used the tactics of depriving us of sleeping on the sidewalk the whole time we're out here, flashing lights in our eyes 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, and then making sure we're up at 6 o'clock. You know, we're not getting good enough sleep as people are driving by as it is. You know, it's really taking a toll on everybody, and we need a park now.
During the four arrests Sunday morning, protesters recited the First Amendment, and early yesterday, Katie Christofilos and two others were arrested as they sat on the ground with an American flag and a copy of the Constitution. She said it was in solidarity with Seth Collins, who initially stood up to law enforcement all on his own.
I know it was at about 12 o'clock that Seth was arrested, and after they removed him from Kylie, myself, Alicia, and Kevin, we had already decided that we didn't realize that he was planning on staying after they asked him to leave, but he did, and we held back, and after they removed him, we silently moved to the center of the lawn, and we had a homemade poster that had the First Amendment written on it, and we just silently set it and kind of created a half circle around it.
Protesters have been allowed to sleep at night on the sidewalk outside Curtis Hickson Park because the city code is vague. But as some members of Occupy Tampa continue to sleep in public parks, they risk violating Section 16-39, which clearly prohibits sleeping in parks. By 6:45 this morning, Nick Windholtz and Derek English said they intend to continue sleeping. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.